News in brief at Press TV. Russia has criticized Ukraine's opposition for, quote, failing to abide by a peace deal it signed with the government on Friday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry the Ukrainian opposition has grabbed power by inciting violence and deviating from the agreement. Ukraine's parliament has set Tuesday as the deadline for lawmakers to form a national unity government. This a day after voting out President Viktor Yanukovych. Lawmakers also voted to hand the president's powers to the parliament speaker, who is an ally of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. The whereabouts of Yanukovych are still unknown. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that Tehran is seeking to retain all its rights in a final nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries. He says he hopes the P5+1 will pave the way for trust building. Rouhani also underlined the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Saudi Arabia is trying to buy anti-aircraft and anti-tank rockets from Pakistan for insurgents fighting the Syrian government. A source close to Saudi officials says Riyadh and Islamabad have held meetings on the issue. The weapons are the Pakistani version of Chinese shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles known as ANZA and anti-tank rockets. Meanwhile, Syria has welcomed a UN resolution that asks for access to offer humanitarian aid to civilians trapped in the conflict. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says it is ready to cooperate with international humanitarian organizations to implement the resolution. Damascus, however, says the resolution must respect its sovereignty, and nearly 20 people have been killed in a fresh round of terrorist attacks across Iraq. The deadliest one was a bombing, which happened on a highway between the capital Baghdad and the northern city of Mosul. It killed 3 police officers and 4 detainees who had been captured during a raid. Australians hold a candlelight vigil in memory of a young Iranian asylum seeker killed in a detention center. Thousands of people in Sydney and other cities joined the ceremonies held for Reza Barati. Prominent figures from the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim communities also sent their condolences to the Barati family. A German newspaper says the U.S. has stepped up its espionage activities against senior government officials in Germany. Well, the report by Bild am Sonntag comes as U.S. President Barack Obama earlier ordered the spying organization known as the National Security Agency, NSA, to stop its surveillance of Chancellor Angela Merkel.